You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled The Car Carrier Effect. I'm sure all of you have been on an interstate highway or a county highway and have seen a car carrier. A car carrier is a type of trailer or semi-trailer designed to efficiently transport multiple passenger vehicles. The car carrier trailer is connected to a semi-truck, also called a semi-tractor. Multiple vehicles are loaded on multiple levels of the car carrier trailer. On my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a picture of a car carrier truck. As that picture illustrates, some of the vehicles are facing forward while others are facing backwards as they are hauled down the road on the car carrier. The semi-truck portion of the car carrier is typically driven by a single driver. Actual car carriers are symbolic of how some groups of people travel on their own soul paths on their journey through life. The car carrier represents a set of collective energy that people are obedient to and are under the control of some other person or some other thing who is energetically driving the car carrier, represented by the set of collective energy. Such sets of collective energy include such things as family, religious, spiritual, cultural, political, and other types of collective energy. I call this obedience to any collective energy the car carrier effect. Some of you have parked your own energetic passenger vehicle, your own physical body with your energetic soul spirit as a passenger, on such an energetic car carrier facing forward, going with the flow of this set of collective energy. Some of you have parked your own energetic passenger vehicle on the car carrier facing backwards, somehow resisting the flow of this set of collective energy. Some of you have parked your own energetic passenger vehicle on the lower level of the car carrier, not quite accepting the full vibration of the set of collective energy. Some of you have parked your own energetic passenger vehicle on a higher level of the energetic car carrier, fully embracing and accepting the full vibration of this set of collective energy. Being part of a set of collective energy that is included in an energetic car carrier means you are living in a passive, disempowered state. In most instances, you are not making any individual decisions, you are not accepting responsibility for any of your decisions, and you are not trying to co-create your life in any way. You are instead letting someone else or something else do the driving for you and drive you from point to point on your own soul path and on your own journey through life. You have given up total control. You are living within the constraints, beliefs, and values of the driver of the energetic car carrier. Your energetic passenger vehicle is parked on. So what should you do if you have determined your energetic passenger vehicle is parked on one or more energetic car carriers in your life and you're being obedient to that collective energy? Consider today these four things. Number one, determine what energetic car carriers exist in your life. Determine what constraints, beliefs, and values are included in such energetic car carriers. Then determine who or what is driving your energetic car carriers. Is the driver and all the constraints, beliefs, and values of your energetic car carriers acceptable to you? If not, ask yourself, are there any drivers or constraints, beliefs, and values of your energetic car carriers that you will still accept? Number two, determine which direction and on what level your energetic vehicle is parked on your energetic car carriers. Is your energetic passenger vehicle representing you facing forward and parked on a higher level going with the flow of the collective energy? Or is your energetic passenger vehicle facing backwards, or parked on the lower level, resisting the flow of the collective energy in some way. This helps you determine how strongly your energetic passenger vehicle, that is, your own energetic patterns, are parked or ingrained into the collective energy. Parked or ingrained energetic beliefs and patterns are more difficult to change. Number 3, determine your willingness to drive your energetic vehicle off your energetic car carriers. Are you willing to drive your energetic passenger vehicle off all your energetic car carriers? If not, why not? Why are you happy allowing someone else to drive you around through your life? If you are willing to drive your energetic passenger vehicle off all your energetic car carriers, you will become your own driver. You will live in an active, empowered state in which miracles commonly occur. You accept responsibility for your own decisions and actively co-create your own life, a life you truly desire. Number 4, here's the fun step. Pick an actual vehicle that represents your energetic passenger vehicle. Is that actual vehicle that represents your energetic passenger vehicle a Chevy, Ford, Honda, Porsche, Lexus, Mercedes, Tesla, etc.? Is it a car, an SUV, or a truck? Visualize yourself driving your actual vehicle off all your energetic car carriers, freeing yourself to become your own driver on the open road, controlling your own soul path in your own journey through this lifetime. Every time you observe a vehicle that is identical to the actual vehicle you selected to represent your energetic passenger vehicle, congratulate yourself that your energetic passenger vehicle is no longer parked on any energetic car carrier or is constrained by its collective energy. For example, if you picked a Mercedes to represent your energetic passenger vehicle, every time you actually see a Mercedes when you are out driving around, congratulate yourself that you are no longer part of any family, religious, spiritual, cultural, or political collective energy included on any energetic car carrier. Being aware what energetic car carriers your energetic passenger vehicle is part of can help you make adjustments to make a positive impact in your own life. I am driving my own passenger vehicle, a sports car model SXL. How about you? Till next time, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.